B'shus Avi Mari. As you said, of all zmanim, first the goal of the Chabura is to learn the sugyas Gemara Shitasis, to focus la'alocha, Tor Beis Seisif, the Taz Magavram, Mishneh Brura, Pialocha, Shai Tzion. The place came on the daf. Then every couple of weeks, the end of the zman over here, we're going to have a test on the Nyonim Negate to the daf. Now, Chabura is not part of the test, because the Tam Chochum has to know what it says on the page. They have to know the building blocks, what's coming from the sugya over here. And sometimes off the page is a little bit overwhelming, but the goal of the Chabura is at least the person should walk away knowing where it came from and what it says on the page over here. To acquire this simonim, in general, to get halacha, it seems this Chabura, you put in more than one seder, you're usually much more matzliach than just putting in one seder over here. Negeta brachis, there are different halakim. Tfilas, brachis, that means negeta us in the Chabura, the past year, winter's man, we learned Parag Vav, Ketzim of Archim, that's Birch Sanenin. We learned then the summer's man, Parag Zayin, Shleisha Ochlu, the loch negeta Birch Samozon, negeta Sugil Zimon. This man learning the ninth parak oraya. What are the different chalakim negate brachas? So the Avud Avram, which you'll see through these simonim quoted numerous times, he quotes the four different types of brachas. There's brachas atfilos, there's brachas hamitzvos, brachas anenen, and brachas shvach vado. The Rambam quotes three. He quotes the case of tefillah on the shvach vado, but beikah there are four types of brachas. Negate tefillah, everyone knows. That's simple. Negeh to mitzvahs, that's shofar, tefillin, lulav, the Rambam counts for 20 different mitzvahs. Brichas anenin, that we know is a bracha rishayna, six different brachas, the bracha achoyna, three different ones, brichas areyach. Then is our parak of brichas shvach vayda. That means it comes out in our Mishnah, we count eight different brachas. I was going through the parak, it comes out, I think there were 24 different types of brachas, and others 16. The 24 different types of brachas shvach vayda that a person can make. Now, why some in the Mishnah and some in the Braisa? For example, why is the case of Agoimel only the Braisa? And why is Sh'os Nisim a case in the Mishnah? I'm not clear why. But Maisa, we have 8 in the Mishnah, another 16 going through the parak over here. What is Shvach and what is Haida? What's the two different things over here? So, Pashtus, the case of Shvach is when you see the Yam, you see the Norris, you see the Midbarius, you see the Atlantic Ocean. You see these massive mountains over here, thunder, lightning. The case over here is shvach. It's not giving thanks for anything. You see the galus habayro. You sing shvach. That's amazing. That's terrific. That's a shvach kodesh baruch. Another case is haidah. The person that gives thanks, birch tagaymel, shachiyanu, atoiv ametiv, luchor also birch tanes. These are cases over here. They sang thanks, haidah. So you have two different things over here, shvach vaidah. That is our parak. Now, what is the nafkamina between the two? You take out the Piskei Tshuvas over here, in the beginning of the Siman Reshit Ches, he starts off quoting the definition of the two things, and what the nafkaminas are, Agam Yishlodim, what he says over there, Ayin Shom. But Maisa Negeh to us, that's what we're doing this man, learning the Loch of Birchish Shvach Vaidah. The first shell is, when you start learning these sugyas, is the chiv of making a bracha, is it a chiv? Or is it a rishos? Is it a mitzvah? That means we know by birchas anenin, by food, the gemosim daf lamavov, also a person that one of, b'za oilim v'lishim bracha. We know negate tefillah, it's a chiv, shal drabonu or deraisa, it's a chiv. Negate shvach vaido, is it a chiv or is it a rishos? Where's the ma'amokim or the makar to think it should be a case of rishos? We'll get the amon, simon reishchav gimel, by the case of shechiyonu, rings down those who want taina shechiyonu, the case of rishos. We have to see what that means exactly. So maybe all these halachas are case of rishos. So the Torah starts off over here by the simon according to machlokes the Rosh versus the Ravid. The Ravid over here says the first time is a chiyuv, afterwards a case of rishos. Mashenkin, the Rosh says every single time, not the past 30 days, it's a case of a chiyuv over here. So the question is the first time is a chiyuv, or every single time is a chiyuv? The Maaseh Mechaber by Osi Sef Gimel is very clear. He says, he passes like the Rosh, every single time, once past 30 days, you have a chiv over here. Chiv. Chor, it sounds like. That's the loch negate this sugya of Nisim. What about all other cases? The person sees the Atlantic Ocean, you see the Mediterranean, you see these Har Carmel, you see different mountains over here. They get to the Har Chemon, the Schweiz. Do you have a chiv also in those cases? So there's a sefer Shara Ayin, a sefer on about 500 pages on these simonim over here. And he says he's writing a sefer, and he came across this problem. That seems the minhag ha'olam is that we do not seem to make these brachas. The olam does not seem to go do it. Why not? So we have a question. You write to gedolim. When was the last time you made a bracha when you see a monkey? When was the last time when you made a bracha about Targum Eitiv? Why don't we do it? So he wrote to Abliashiv, and to Abchaim, and to Avosner, and to Avstromach, and the Chodeshani. He wrote to all five of them, and all four, five wrote back very simple. Chiev. Yimamish have a Chiev Gomer. Says Avosner, where did I get it from? Our Sugi Reshit Ches. It starts over here, the Torah, the Ravid, and the Rashi, passes the Chiev. That's the Mar Mokum. I have a Kasha, Chodeshani, the Minigah Ilam. So yeah, it's Chesorani there. And therefore, the fact that the oil was not due is not nichlan get of a minig at all. And the vada of a chiyuv, Rashi says not to make it at all. Maisa, why are we learning Torah for? The main point is, so the Rambam is Torah's mevli de Maisa. We say every morning Talmud Torah is connected kulam. The Shulchan Aruch Rav writes, when it says Talmud Torah connected kulam, there are two different types of ways and when a person learns Torah. A person learns Torah for the sake of learning Torah. So the Shulchan Aruch Rav, that's more bigger than all mitzvahs, but it's not connected kulam. Masha Enkein, when a person learns Torah that's maybe they maisa, that is connected kulam. And therefore his example is, he says, you learn kochim and taharis, that's not connected kulam. Not speaking against anybody over here. That's his example. Masha Enkein, the whole point of Torah is maybe they maisa, it's a Rambam, Bortam, but there's a kingdom in your day, it's a Rish Ben Vav. That is connected kulam. That's the goal and the tachlis of learning Torah. It's learning Torah in and of itself, plus to bring l'day maisa. So taka, this one over here, the older Gedolim say, Anigeh Aloch L'maisa, Chiyuv Gomer, the Amoin Am seem to not know Chesorinity over here. Tak Mizrecha, if we go through the Simonim, we know to bring it down to Aloch L'maisa and be Keneged Kulam. Negetu, Rech Zeroy, Bekolius. So again, number one, we came out, we have a Chiyuv Gomer. Again, except maybe Shech Yonah, we'll have to get to. Maybe there are certain other brachas, maybe not. But Bekolius, we have a Chiyuv Gomer. The second question is, what is the tzura of the bracha a person is supposed to go make? When you make the bracha, you say with a shame and malchus or not? So again, the Torah brings down, starts off, the machlokes over here, the shalom with the ravid, versus other rishonim. The ravid, he wants a taina, that since this bracha is a case of rishus, the shitasai, therefore a person does not have to say shame and malchus. Varaya, the Mishnah says, without the case of Shem and Malchus. He does end off saying, however, if a person does make a bracha with Shem and Malchus, lo yifsid. But Maisa, there is no chiv to say Shem and Malchus. And that's how the Me'iri L'maisa Paskins Al Sarasheni, the Rambam in Brachas, the Parak Yud, when he goes through the cases of Birk Shvach Vaido, he writes every single time in the Parak, he writes it 12 times. Locha Aleph, Locha Beis, Locha Gimel, Locha Hei, Locha Ches, Locha Tes, Locha Yud, Yud Alf, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, Tes, Locha Zayin. 12 times just to make sure you got the point. You say the whole entire bracha over here. The Elam Sot Tosis and Daf and Dalet, he brings down three different Rishonim that way, Ben Shmayu, Ben Shimshon, and the Ri, that we say with the Shem and the Malchus. You look around, the Iker, 30 Rishonim seem to go, the Locha is you say with Shem and Malchus. Not like the Shita of the Rivers. So the Lachor, what should we paskin? And the Mechaber does very clear that we say the bracha with the Shema Malchus. Now there are those who want to ask, either we have a klal sovah brachs lahakol, that's be choishish for the Rivet and the Miriam that does paskin this way. Number one, Maisa 30 Rishonim, come on, all the Rishonim go, the cases with Shema Malchus. Number two, again, look up the Rivet inside in the Sogus and the Balamor. He says, you can't say Shema Malchus. You have no chiv. He says, well, hifsit. So once the Rav himself says, Avadar, Aaron Hogel, we pass like the Mechaber, the kids like Hashulchan Migdan, we say with the situation with Shema Malchus. So that means, number one, we have a case of a Chayv over here. Number two, the Chiv of the Bracha is with the Shema Malchus. Which leads to a point that we mentioned, end of last month with, when people read Taisus, Daf and Dalet, Taisus says over there, they make a Bracha. Taisus writes, Baruch Atah Hashem Lekeinu Malach Olam. When you read Taisus, did you say Hashem Elokeinu? Or do you say the Shem Adnos? You say Hashem, and they say the word Eloheinu. Do you say Hashem's name Mamish? How do you retoice this? The Mishnah left it out. But how am I to retoice this?
It's a kernel of the Shikur and Tim Rish Tazvav, brought down the Maharam over there, that says that what's Machalak when a person is reading a Gemara, there are two things a Gemara can bring down. One is the Bracha, and one is a Pasuk. It says the Maharam, negate the case of a Pasuk, Avadi can't say Hashem's name. Masha Enke negates the Suga of a Bracha, he says the Osir. You cannot say Hashem's name when the Pasuk is being said in the Gemara or in Tosfos. It says, where did I get it from? Our Sugya. Tosfos and the Rama by us. What does that mean? Where did I get it from our Tosfos? Explains the Maaseh Shekel. The Maaseh, the Mishnah left it out. Why did the Mishnah leave it out for? The Maaseh should say in the Mishnah, Shema Malchus. Why? Because it must be Pshan the Mishnah. It's because when Rebbe was Masad the Mishnais, if you say the Shema Malchus inside, people will say, Baruch Atah, and say Hashem's name. And say Elokeinu, the correct way. Melech Olam. Therefore, Ilahachis left it out, not for a person to say the Shema Malchus with the correct way, should not lead to a mixture of Yisrael. Maisa, Taisa said, but do have to go say it over here. If I care, to the end of the Mishnah, it says Boyaz, and says a pasuk with Hashem's name. So you see, in the Mishnah itself, they left out the Shema Malchus by the Bracha, put it in by the pasuk. Says the Mishnah Brua, according to the Maharam, this is the Makar by a Bracha, we did not say Hashem's name. Mashiach in a Pasuk, Rishai, a person has the right to say Hashem's name. So I'm learning the Sugya with my son. Says that's very good for the Mishnah. But Taisvis, he says, Hashem Lakenu. He calls us to be a Mikshul for us to say Hashem's name with Lakenu. The Subshad is that the Mishnah is about Peh, people will sing over and over. This is Biksav, and people know say Hashem Lakenu. Who you have to make between the case of a Mishnah and otherwise? The Ivis that the Sharetzim brings down in Reish Tezvav disagrees. He says the reason why the Mishnah left out Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu because everyone knows that every time you make a bracha, the case is Shema Malchus. And therefore the Yavid says, the Locha is that a person who reads the Gemara, you do say Hashem Malchus by the case of a bracha. They point out, everyone knows, except for the Yavid. It's very interesting territory of the Yavid. Everyone knows that's where the Mishnah left out. Obviously everyone did not know. The Yavid did not know. It said not say with the Shema Malchus. So Maisa, the Mishmua says, we pass like the Maharam to like Yavid in the Sharetzion. Correct. When you learn the Gemara not to say Hashem's name when you read Taisus or when you read the Mishnah, it says the Bracha in the Mishnah or in Taisus. They would say it by the Pasuk and not by the Bracha. So the Mishnah comes out, they said, negate the Pasuk, his words are Rishai, you have a right to. Negate the case of a Bracha, he says it's Osir. The Maaseh, the Minhag Olam already brought down by the Aruch HaShulchan, the Stikler is that even by a Pasuk, we say Hashem, we don't say Hashem's real name. But technically, the Halacha says the Mishnah Berurah, they have a right to say Hashem's name by a Pasuk, and not by the case of a Bracha. You say the Pasuk. Okay? Ulay. But to go through the sif by sif, what comes out. So, first, Sif Alf discusses the case when the Nais happened to Klal Yisrael. The Mamokim, this, the Gemara brings down a Pasuk, but the case of when Yisrael went to Moshe Rabbeinu, he said, Baruch Hashem Asher Yitzel. Now, the Gemara brings down from the Brisa eight different cases, and the Gemara explains what exactly the Nais of these eight cases, what's done also over here by the Mechaber. Mishmur explains these exact eight cases over here. That means whether the case of Yamsuf, the case of the Yarden, Ukudaimo. Now, what comes out from the Mishavua seems to be the three klolim that you have to know they get to these brachas over here. That means the first thing, the Maharam brings out from Tosfos, he has a kasha, that why do we make a bracha with the mokum of where some cherev was? We don't. So, the Gersel of Fenenu, Mishavua brings out different Gersois, the Gersel of Fenenu of Tosfos is, we don't make a bracha because it's not nicker the mokum. The place has to be nicker. That means even though the Sharetzion says, Tzorchin l'maiso, why do we go like Tosfos for? Is Machlokes among the Rishonim? The Maishim Mishnah Berurah passed like this Mokar Avram as being Nikr the Mokarimai, Void Subbox Lakal, and we need to be Nikr. Who what that means, as the Mishnah Berurah explains, is that when a person by Eva Yam, or the case of the Yamsuf, I can see this water is where it split. I can say by the case of Al Gavish, where the rock that Moshe stopped and Yeshua continued, these are the rocks. But the case of the Oig, I point to this is the rock. That means not the rock is nicker, I see anything in the rock. But I can say it happened to this rock, this water, this thing can happen to. Which you think about, the getting to water is a chiddush, because it's not the same water. Water keeps changing. But people associate that this is the place where it happened. So this water where it happened to, it's nicker. Mash enkev, that case is on cherev. I don't see anything I can point to. They just ran away, finally died, but that was it. There's nothing I can point to say, this is what associated with the nace over here. So it has to be nicker, metoichel mokon, what happened to the nace over here. That's the first klal. The second klal, the bialocha brings down the kaftu aparach. The case over here has to be where you know the exact place where the nace happened. That means when a person sees the Jordan or the Yam Suf, he sees the whole thing. But it has to be where I can say this place where the nace happened, the exact mokum, that's where, if it's over there, that's when I make the bracha. The fact that I see it, but Klolius says, correct, it's Ruif Shvach Vaidol. You can say, B'li Shema Malchus, that's the Mishnah Berurah. However, to say, B'li Shema Malchus has to be in that exact place. Has to be that place. They do ask of Kamkinevsky and they ask of Ms. Karelis, let's say Nesav Yoch could happen in a hospital, they have to be in that room, maybe the hospital itself is enough. You want time that maybe even the hospital itself could be enough, because it's that place where the Nes happened. A third cloud, which would discuss is, why don't we make a bracha by Har Carmel? There's a Nes that happened over there. Because it happened in the case of Har Sinai, Nisim happened over there. So he says, he said over here, not Stam Ging Shvach for the Nes. We're giving also a Hidah for that Sola through the Nes. That means not just a Birch Shvach. It's a Hidah through the Shvach that happened over here, giving thanks that it has to be Dafka Sola Derech HaNes. That means that three klolim come out. Number one has to nikim koimai negate the atzol deravim. Number two has to be the exact mokim, and number three has to be atzolah b'derechanes. Those are the three klolim. Now the Gemara brings down a brisa again. The Mechaber has over here a cases seven of them on the gate to make a bracha or she'os nisim l'avseinu b'mokim hazeh. Practically, where can we go on a field trip to go make this bracha? Let's do this bracha over here. Let's do this nes over here. Let's do this mitzvah over here. What can we do? So again, the Sefer Shara Ayin, wonderful Sefer, he says that today, Bizman Azeh, he has some Yashiv and he brings all the Makaris, that we do not seem to have any of these places. We don't know what exactly the Kriyas Yam Suf was. We know what happened by the Yarden over here. We don't seem to have any of these places. Therefore, it comes out that when he sees the Yarden, what are you going to do? You might make a bracha, but klolis b'lishem amalchus. The Mishmur does bring down the kapta parach. It's ruay for shvach vaydo. To see the yamso, if you make a bracha b'lishem amalchus, but since we cannot pinpoint to where it is exactly, for therefore this reason, this bracha, we do not say b'lishem amalchus. They do ask if so, but let's say a person goes in the airplane, and he sees the whole yamso, he sees the whole yard, he sees the whole entire earth. I see it. Where? I'm not sure, but I see it. Maybe then I say shem amalchus. The bring down the Olatina, the true valid, he said the Maisa, yeah, I see it. I said Hashem, the Esau B'Yashiv, and the Shaimberg, and the Chodeshani, and the Shdomo, they all say the klal over here is that I have to be, I have a kara, what goes on over here. A case over here has to be a Choshev Uriya, not I see B'Klolius. I have to be Nick over here. In fact, I see B'Klolius, that Maisa is not enough. And therefore, a person not say a Brachel with Shema Malchus. To come up practically, the Lachan Tzif Aleph, we do not seem to have Bizman Azeh, of a Atzolo, of a Nes, inside the Rabbi Meshavoy. Sifes is one of the Mechab brings down that this Nes has to be Dafka Negate to Rav Klal Yisrael. That means the Shalom, the Yishalmi, what's the Lach in the Gate of Sugya Vashevit? Comes out to be Machlok Seb Yudha versus Meir. Meister Mechab is postulating that a Shevit is not Nichol Get of Kahal, only Klal Yisrael, Rav Klal Yisrael, then we make the Bracha. Otherwise, in the case of a Shevit, the person will not make a Bracha. Siv Gimel is when a person sees this Nes of the case of Yezirabim, the case of Yochid also, is when did a person make the bracha, how much time afterwards? So first, in the Mishnah it says, by Rabbi Yehuda, it says by a person sees by case of the Yam HaGadol, the Prokim, which the Shanim says means 30 days, they make a bracha. Building upon Yehuda says the Prokim every 30 days, says Rishonim Yehudin, all Birch Sariyah, the Locha is 30 days. All Birch Sariyah, you want to make a bracha again, has to be a case of 30 days. If it won't be that way, the Mepharshim has to answer why that's so. Negate thunder lightning, negate Keshet, they'll have to answer why that's so. It comes out, as the Torah brings down, from the Raivin and the Rosh, and the Beis Yosef explains that two different machlokesim over here, in the Raivin and the Rosh. One is, number one, is the Chiyuv or Rishus, and within 30 days, can you make a bracha or not? The Raivin says you can, the Rosh says no, only after 30 days. The Mechaber paskins both of them like the Rosh over here. Number one, you have a chiyuv, and number two, you have to wait 30 days. When a person waits 30 days, how do you count 30 days? Like, you know, by the case of Estes, do you count 30, 31? How exactly do you count 30? So the Magavam has two options. The El Rabba has a third option. Magavam starts off saying that when a person, let's say, sees the Nes on Sunday, he goes back and sees it again 30 days later, which comes out to be on Monday. That means you're counting both ends of the spectrum, the day that you saw the first time, the day that you see now. That means if you know the gate of Vestis, it's called Oina Beinus. You saw on Sunday, the Oina Beinus is on Monday. That means why? Because the gate of Vestis, we count both ends over here. So over here also, when a person sees on Sunday, and 3 days later sees on Monday, counting both ends, maybe that's his mind, he can make a bracha on Monday. First option. Second option, the other rabbi brings down, not the Magar Avram. We should do what they call the Oina Beinus of the Chavadas. Count from the next day. Meaning, you don't count on Sunday, count from Monday. And therefore, that you saw it on Sunday, it has to be on Tuesday. Asar Shlishi, the Magar Avram ends off with, what you do? You have 30 days in between. That means on Sunday, and then on Wednesday. Because then you have 30 days in between. Three different sheets over here, what to go do. Maestro, the Magar Avram, it sounds like, he ends off as a Machlokes Lavosh, first of the Ram. Sounds like the Halachas of Vach Slahakal. And therefore, you have to have 30 days in between. Now, this question should be negated any time you have a Halacha of 30 days. Whether the case of going to the Basak Forest to make a brach over there, whether the situation of going to the Kaisel or rising Kriya over there, should be the same exact sugya. However, you have to realize how it will be Ikkad Paskin Paskini over here. The rather be Ikkad Paskini, the Shulchan, the Medeshchai, the Mugdan Gavarim, the Meshmu is very clear. He writes, why being Makel over here? It says you have to be seen on Sunday and then on Wednesday. I have to have 30 days in between. Asav brach slahokal. That means being Machmer, Asav brach is to wait from Sunday to Wednesday. Negate the Kaisel, not making a brach with him, negate the sugya of rice and kriya. Maybe let's be machm over there, let's say from Sunday to Monday. What do you say? No, maybe a shallow of batashkas over there. So let's be machm of batashkas. L'chur not. L'chur will come out if the said over here to be machmer. It sound brachal, while it's kriya for the Kaisel, you don't go for 30 days, it should be from Sunday to Monday. Maybe not. Yishlotin. But that means don't bring me a rye from Mishabrua, say the case over here, like certain storm do, Shabrua Paschas over here from Sunday to Wednesday. The Makor is on Sabbath local. If so, maybe the Gate of Kaisel 30 days later should be like Oina Beinus, count both ends of the spectrum over here. Sift out and onwards, in the Gate to more practical a nace that happens to a Yachid. The Gemara brings down three different stories in the Daftan Dalit. One, the case where a line fell on top of a person, then a nace happened. The second case, a person was very thirsty, and then a well sprung up. And the third case over there is where a wild camel came on top of a person, a wall fell down, and he went inside. Three cases. The Gemara says, what is the halacha comes out? Then the gate to the rabbi, everyone meister makes a bracha. Masha enkein the gate to yachid, ihu, he makes a bracha. He himself makes a bracha. Now, the gate to lefenenu is ihu, he himself. The goin on the page says, however, I am the goinim and the rift, and they have a girsa, you, bray, ubarbray. Him, his children, and his grandkids. Shishal is among the Rishonim, what exactly is the correct girsa? And when does a person make a bracha upon the case of Yochid? That means you take out the piskirid, he passes on the girsa lefnenu ihu. Only he himself and nobody else. He the mice is a das Yochid. The way of the rift, the Rambam, the smag, and the smak, they offer paskin, it's him. Bray or Barbaray. Him and his next two generations. Come on, Lushenim and argue in the Rambam and the Rif. They mean Dafka, these two, and not more, Vesuloi. Those are the words that Orchis Chaim says we stop, says Me'iri Yvonne, we stop. Or no, says Rashman the Ritfari, they quote the Rambam and says they mean this, that, and all Yoytzik Halotzov. That means all generations. That means the Idamach Leikis, the Pasha, the Rambam and the Rif, means these two generations and not more. Come on, the Rashi, the Rif say, no, it means these two, it means all generations. Why stop over here? So it comes out, what is the loch negate to a nest for a yachid? The three sheets among the Rishonim. Is it Ihu, only him, the Gersel of Anenu, das yachid? Or is it the simple reading of the Rambam, Rif, Smag, and Smag, means two other generations? Or it means all generations, like the Rashi, the Ritva? What's the lumdus, the side behind it? Why should be dafka two generations? Why should be dafka everybody? So the gate to two generations seem to be three different reasons floating around by the Gdol HaKoinim. The way of the Shai Tshuva, he brings down from the Meiri, why Dafka three generations? His words are Kein Doroi. Him, his son, his grandkids is one generation. That's one group, one unit. Once he gets to the fourth generation already, that's too full. That's not one unit. That's the next. That's already completely the next star. That's no shaykhis. With grandchildren, that's Kein Doroi. Past that, that's a new unit already. One malach. A second malach. Where the El Rabba, he quotes from the Shvatz, the Rivon, that Kurachm Oval Abonim, the idea of Rachm Oval Abonim applies to Dafka this generation, not next generation, but not more than that. That means a special bond over here. But not more. We stop. However, the El Rabba, he ends off the Mishnah quotes, it means the idea of Kovod Aviyim. Sounds like the end of Kibbut Aviyim. Now, you can ask an obvious question, the lochan get to keep it over aim for your parents, that's possible in the Torah, so that's the difference. The get to your grandparents also brought down the Shulchan Aruch in your days of Reishmem. To your great grandparents, is there a chi of covet? Is there a chi of covet? So the simple reading over here of the Eli Rabba, Mishabura, look at Aruch HaShulchan, Master Shekel, is that no. They're saying over here, the idea of why it's only two generations and not more, it's covet aviyim. It sounds like the way how they're explaining it, that the idea to covet of a grandparents, that's it, and not more than that. Hagam, you look up in the Likud's form, in Hilchos Kibud of Aim, take out the Sefer Itzi Kibud of Aim, take out the Sefer Yachli Yosef, he has over 1,000 pages on Kibud of Aim. I don't see them quote this sugya over here. Discussing, they do discuss with local great grandparents, and they're not clear, it sounds like I'm going to say the same sugya, not clear what comes out. It sounds like it should be the same thing like grandparents. Hashas, you read the Mishabuah and the Eliyabo, it sounds like the Din Kibud of Aim is only grandparents, but not great grandparents. Usually, great grandparents anyway is Shah Zakenim, you know, they're older already, so you have to give them COVID anyway. Mitzad Zakenim. Mitzad the Sugya over here of. Mitzad the Sugya over here of Kibud of Aim, it sounds like it stops only by grandchildren. That's as far why, we have three reasons why Dafka three generations, either Kein Doroi, Kurachal Ola Abonim, where the Mishmur comes from the Sugya of Kibud of. Why should it be all generations? So, come on, the rich from the Rashba, they're very clear. They said this sugya over here, which had the idea of shutfis. We're shutf. Once it's a sugya of shutfis, how do you understand that? Says already the Rashbats and the El Rabba brings down, which Mishmur also quotes, what's the idea of shutfis? It affects me, it means I'm part of it. I'm part of the nation over here. So, it will make a difference. When was he born? Was he born before the nation or after the nation? If I was born before the nation, I'm not shutf in the nation, it didn't affect me over here. Therefore, I should not be mechuyev to make the bracha for my great grandfather. Masha Inkin, if I'm born after the nace over here, I'm a shudav in the nace, and it did affect me over here. Therefore, I should make the bracha because it did affect me. I'm part of the nace over here. So again, so we have three malachim among the Rishonim, and these are the svaros over here. Halacha, you read the mechaber. The mechaber sounds like all generations, all yotzi reichai. Where the Maghavam explains. Whether they were born, they were not born that way, that's what the Chidah explains, would not be machalik over here. All generations, all children, whether born, not born, that's halacha. We make a bracha of the great great grandkids upon the great great grandparents. What? So they're not, the question now, where they're coming from, but to answer that. That's how machabah is not machalik. And the Vush passed this way, the Shulchan Shlomo passed this way, so those don't pass in the grads, chayodim, there is no chalik. Atzad Hasheni, Mishmur says, let's analyze it. Let's call the El Rabba, the Shabbat. Let's understand. If Bitzat, your kids and your grandkids, let's keep it of aim. Whether you're born or not born. Then it stops. El Ma, your great grandkids, that's Shutfis. Depends if you're born or not born. We have two swords to deal with. That's COVID. That means whether you're born or not, there's no difference. Keep it of aim. That's three generations. More than that, depends if you're born or not born. Afsad Ashlishi, come the kids in Aruch HaShulchan and say, whoa, let's analyze it. The Rambam. And the rift simply on saying only three generations, not more. So, Bachslachl, why be machma the Rashba the Ritva? Why say the fourth generation? Why say the fifth generation? And therefore, did not make a bracha the whole pocket with the Shema Malchus. That means Alocha comes out first of three Malchim on Klal Yisrael. We have the Graz and the Chayodim, and Paskin, all kids, all generations, no matter whether they're born or not. We have the Mishabura, who Paskins in between. Kainab Shara. The first two generations always, the third depends on the born or not. And then we have the Aruch HaShulchan, Udi'ime, the kids of the Paschas, the law is that only the first two generations and that's it. Now the obvious question is, what's Pshat HaMechaber? That's what you're asking. Lechura, it doesn't make too much sense over here. If you come into the Sugya of COVID, it's only two generations. If you come into this, you give shutfis, depends if you're born or not born. How in the world does the Mechaba come along and say three generations, four generations, and whether you're born or not? Where are you getting it from? There's no svar, there's no lum, it's not working to use it. How's it working over here? So the Sefer Shara Ayin, he wrote this question to Chaim Knievsky. Chaim Knievsky wrote back, Ayin Sefer, Ton of Elio, Perktez Ayin. He looked up what it says over there, Ton of Elio. He brings down a medrash over there, how Noach, who is Zon, is a his fathers, his grandfathers, all generations. He, Mizon, gave nourishment for a bunch of generations. Adkan, the Medrash. Says the Sha'ayin, what does the Chayim mean? Chayim means the din kibud of aim, not only for the three generations, four, five, six, seven. So the chi of kibud of aim is coming from, that means where is the Mechab getting it from? Mechab is being machber all generations. Everybody, it's the sukkah of kibud of aim. So 2 points. One is, who is the one that says all generations? The Rashba and the Ritva. They write where we're coming from. We're coming from Shutfis. They don't write us Kovid. They write we're coming to the Sugya Shutfis. How do we say the Sugya Kovid? They're saying the Sugya Shutfis. From the Sha'ayin. The Eid, it comes out of the very fundamental Machlokes Kibbul Aveim. The great grandkids have a Chiyuv Kibbul Aveim or not? It's very missing in the place. So they speak out this master Machlokes still here. Mechaber, the Ime, Chayadim and the God is saying the Chiyuv Kibbul Aveim four generations. And the Shmuel of El Rabsin, and Ochiv Kibbul Aveim. Something very missing over here to say that's the Machlokes. So maybe what Umchai means in another pshat, to make a big enough Kamino Alocho, is that it's Klara Chakiro. When a kid makes a bracha for his father, is he sorry that the son is extension of his father? My father makes a bracha, the kids are brought Karda Roy, they're part of the father, they should make the bracha as their father. Except that not the father, they change the Nusra. But it's extension of the bracha of the father. They are like their father. What was he said is that we know that when Klal Yisrael has an ace, so then Klal Yisrael makes a bracha, because we're part and parcel of Klal Yisrael. Is this under the concept, I am part of my father? But no, this is the idea that we're part of Klal Yisrael. Meaning, when a person is children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, so b'etzem, whether you're born before or born afterwards, but since, just like Klal Yisrael, there is no difference, but like I said, we're still a part and parcel, we're shutif. We are affected by our grandparents. That means, let's say something happened to your grandparents or to your father, your whole life will be different. We live through our parents, what's around us, our surroundings over here. That's part of our family tree, that's part of our yichus over here. And therefore, when something happens to my father, things happen to my father all the time, people come over to me and say, wow, your father this, he's a man with a plan. All the different ideas, tell me. Well, I can associate with my father. I'm part of parcel. I'm not my father. Halavai. But the fact is, the Maisa, I'm associated with him. So therefore, is he said over here that I'm a shutif? Like, for example, anytime you have a shutif, when something happens to him, you're affected by him. Like, he's not your father, he's not your son. You have a shutif in business, you're affected by him. The Chur, what Chaim is saying over here, the idea of shutif, is not pshat, is that I'm around, I'm alive, because the nace happened. I'm a shutif because I'm affected by things that happened to my parents and grandparents. I'm a shutif also of next generation, fourth generation, fifth generation. It happened to my great-great-grandparents. I'm affected by it. That's even by the case of shutfis. That means it's more of a concept of a nace of a rabbi than the case of a yachid. The moshul bring down maybe, again, a big naf kamino. The B'Selba Chochma has a tshuva about you go to a person who went to the Shoah, went to extermination camps, and he might survived. When he goes back to the camps, does he make a bracha? So he has a tshuva about it. It said, the fact that some survived extermination camps, that no one's made to survive, it's not a work camp, they were there to kill you. That in and of itself, you should make a bracha of Shos Nisim. With Shema Malchus. Well, Maisa, that was a place for Miso. And 99.9% of Maisa people died, and you are the Yochel of Maisa who survived over here. People ask me, usually who's going now? It's the kids and grandkids, great-grandkids. They go to these trips to Poland over here, and they go to these camps where their grandparents were. Do they make a bracha in these places? What the nafka means between a case of a yochid of a rabbin, neged to bracha, by rabbin has been nikum mekoymoi, by yochid the loch is even not nikum mekoymoi. The next happened in this place. Neged to kids, are they extension of the father? Or like a shutva, like a case of Klal Yisrael? They'd be nikum mekoymoi, not nikum mekoymoi. That's true. But what is, why are the children mechuyev to say a bracha? Mitzad what? Mitzad, again, Klaisel, I wouldn't be around also. But it's been said that he said of Klaisel, I'm extension over here. Oh no, I am my father.
Was it in the Shushatim?
Says
that they were born after.
Fine, but that means again, on how we're putting. We'll get to what he's saying, I think. Meister the Graz writes. Graz writes, and I don't see anyone argues. He says it has to be nikum mekaymai. The gate of children, grandkids, the loch is has to be on the category like the rabbim. Has to be nikum mekaymai, and therefore come out. When you go to Auschwitz, or any of these camps over here, is there anything you can point to? Nothing you can point to. Nothing you can say that this happened with. There's nothing they can point to. There's nothing that a nace happened. I mean, the fact that people live there, I mean, a lot of people got there. After a week, 2 weeks, they died. There's no, I can point to Iraq, I can point to a barrack. Unless you know where he was lined up and something's supposed to happen in a specific area, even that, there's nothing there. It's like some kharif. There's nothing you can say, this rock, this water, this thing. So it comes out. If that's so, if he said over here, it's not the idea of shutfis over here, the extension like Klali Yisrael over here, that's the Graz is saying, Gortam Chayno, I see the Alfe Zutral, Alech Mamasech, Bli Chaylik, to get of a rabbim, so then kids have to be Nikim and Kaimoy, not Nikim and Kaimoy, don't make a bracha. I'll give you another example. Baruchah, 7 years ago, there was a Pagua in Kilis Bnei Taro, placed it on my block in the Harnof, Rav Ruben Shul, the Archa Shabbos, the Marakoyin. So there's a person there, his name is Shmuley Goldstein. I spoke to him last night about it, this morning again, that he happened to be in the shul at Davin. There's a main shul upstairs. He davened the earlier meeting at 6:30. And two Arabs came inside. So what happened to him is they chopped into his ear, they chopped into his back, they chopped an axe into his head. And he was fighting with them. And they finally said, you know, just get out of here, you're dying. Go. So he went outside, and some guy just happened to pass by with a bike in the morning. Just happened to like no take off a shirt to wrap up the guy's head who was pulling apart. But Maisa, he has a chibur right now in Shiva Smir. Baruch Hashem. So I asked him, you know, well, exactly, he says, yeah, first, you know, when an axe went to your head, so the doctors take out part of your skull to take ease the pounding for a month or two. Then a month or two, they put the skull back in, missing part of the skull that got chipped off over there. And he told me yesterday, about a year later, they put in other material as being part of a skull, so now he has a full head there. But so the shaila is, do you make a bracha? Is that piteva, shalom piteva? Sif test over here. The person gets an axe to your head is shalom piteva to survive. And therefore, Rav Ruben, Baruch Shabbos, Yipaskin, that when you come back out of the hospital, come back a couple of weeks later out of the hospital to make a bracha shalom sinisa. And every 30 days to make a bracha if you're not there, just he davens every morning. Doesn't happen to him. With the shame of Malchus, yeah, 100%. With the shame of Malchus. With the shame of Malchus. The shaila is niger to his kids that he told me his children, Maiso, they go to yeshivas and they're away for 30 days. Then they come back to Kilis Bnei Taro. And they said it happened to their father, knowing that one of the kids were there, called out in between. Fine, but Maiso, so the kid calling out, that's not nice. A lot of people escaped. A lot of people fought back. Some people didn't survive. Different groups over there. But when you go every 3 days, you make a bracha. So I asked him, Maiso, what do your kids do? So he told me the first year they had much more passion for it after they stopped saying it, Yesh Lodin. But you think about it, is it Nikum Mekoymoy? Can you pinpoint when the nice happened? No. To kids, you need Nikum Mekoymoy? Are you the father? Or no, it's like the Tzibur, like the Rabbi Maklal Yisrael. Says it, guys, Nikum to the Tzibur. Has to be Nikum to the, has to be Nikum over here. Where's it, not the, no, but I don't see the where's the nace? Can I pinpoint, it's like San Kharev. Now I see, I guess negate to him again. We'll get to another question. We see him. Right now, discussing seeing the shul. What? Yeah, yeah, I know, but that's the nace. Forget that's the that's not the nace. That's the fight. That was nothing to do with the nace. That bullet hole happened 10 minutes later. That's not Nikki McConnelly. That's not Nikki McConnelly. We're showing you what. I'm not sure that's Nikki. I don't think that's Nikki McConnelly. You can argue the point. I don't think that's Nikki McConnelly. Before, it's very good. The past 6 years, they told me to make a bracha. Again, you can argue, but I think that's not definitely get a nikum mekaymoy. You have no option. The bialach over here is. So again, it comes down the get to craving. When the person make a bracha? So again, it really comes out first of all in the case of the get to children and grandchildren. The way the Mishnah makes it serious over here, he says the get to kids and grandkids. The mice that all of them do the get to great grandkids. He said depends if they're born before or they're born afterwards. But again, he couldn't agree to say that we are night cloudy soul. Except he's saying the mice that we stop by the fourth generation only when it gets affected by it. But also, it could agree to the side over here. Just see the question: how far take the side? What about a case of a father make a bracha when he sees a son, the nace happened to a son? What about the other way? Not a son and the father, but a father and the son? Let's go through the reasons. Mitzad COVID, no. Mitzad shutfis, according to the way Mishmu understands, I'm not affected by it. No. The bialocha being done a brood of Ramlish Tosai, and says no. Asad Hashemi, you go with Mitzad Rachma, Oval Abonim, Avadiyah. Mitzad is sugil ke'in doira, l'chur, yeah. And if we look at the Rashbats and the Michtam, they bring down Losh Yesh Mefarshim, the father, even on the son. So it depends where you're coming from. And the Mishmur is Lishi Tosai, we bring down a Buddha realm, Maisa, no, that we don't. What about a husband, a wife and a husband? Ishtuk Yufai. So it says it'll be Alocha. Very good, and Ishtuk Yufai loved this, but that's him, she's not you, and you're not her. You have to always remember that. Right? We are not women, they're not us. We're different over here. And therefore, the Maisa do not make a broch over here. Simvav and Siv Zayin is really building upon the sugya of the Yishalmi over here. The Yishalmi says basically five questions. What's the lach negeh to your father? What's the lach negeh to your Rebbe? What's the lach negeh to Adam Mesuyim? What about a person in Mekadashim Shurabim, Kadashim Shumayim Barabim in this Mokim over here? In the case of, and the fifth case of a Shevet. Those are the five questions Yishalmi has. What comes out, the Beis Yosef says there are three different ways among the Yerushalmi how to understand the Maskono of the Yerushalmi. Maisa, the Mechaba, how he paskins the first four with Maisa, do make a brachal. Masha Enke, in the case of a Shevet. That means you make a brachal on Oviv, on Rabbi, on the Mesuyim, and Mekadashim Shemaim in this Mokom. So go through each one. First, you get to the Sugil of a Rabbi. So first of all, you look among the Gdol HaKhoinim, and numerous places can leave it out. It's not in the Graz, it's not in the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch. Not the Chai Odom, not the Benish Chai, they leave it out. Asad Hashani, those bring it down. Lavosh brings down the Machaber, the Archa Shulchan, the Shulchan Shloim, and they do bring it down. It sounds like it's a machlokes that we have a shallow, what to go do with Yishalmi, should we pass it like it or not? Voi, to make it practical, what does it mean, Rabbi? When the Archa Shulchan says, it means Rabbi Movak. That means you have to, the Ikka learn your day, Simon Reishim and Beis, and see, do we have a Rabbi Movak, Bizman Azeh? That means that Rabbi Movik means someone who you learn the Ika Limud from, you learn the Ashkafa from, the Ika Chachma from. Do we have that Bezman Azeh? So as far as the Ika say, Sharmig and others, and the Peskei Tshuva, Shari'i, and different Lakhtim say, Bezman Azeh, the Ika we learn from Sfarim, not from Rebbeim. And therefore, Mekholis, we do not have a Rabbi Movik. Again, they want time, let's say you're a Baal Tshuva, someone's Makar of you, or you're Geren, someone made you Jewish, so you have somebody who made you your, this is your Chaim, maybe he's definitely category of Rabbi Movik. Otherwise, because most of us do not have a Rabbi Movik, might be a son in our door over here, but we don't have it over here. Therefore, this halacha l'maaseh does not apply, again, practically. God, we might pass like this, shall if he pass like it, but even if he pass like it, it has to be dafka a Rabbi Movik. Now, this halacha we're seeing, this halacha dafka in the mokim of where the Rebbe had this nace. What about you seeing the Rebbe? What about you see your father? That means you have one question over here, seeing the Mokum go to Kiddush Meitara and you see the place. What about now that Shmuel's kids come home and they see him? What happened when you see your Rebbe? So the Avodah Zarah has a question, the Sugyo, that the fact over here is that Yisro came and he goes over to Moshe and says the Bracha. That's the Mokum, the Bracha of Neis, it's from Yisro. Yisro saw Eva Yardin. So the Kriyas Yamsuf. So Kriyas Yamsuf. We don't see anywhere in the pasuk they saw the Mokum of the Yamsuf. Says Avraham Ram Yisoid, since he saw Klal Yisrael, with the Darkei Moshe, he saw Rabim, he saw Klal Yisrael, he's making a bracha on the Rabim, on the people that the Nes happened to. Building upon this Avraham Ram, says Ram over here in Tzivav, that any person that you make a bracha when you see the Mokum, who didn't we see the person? That means, says the Mishmur, if you see the Mokum of your father, where do you see your father? See the Mokum of Rebbe? Who didn't you see your Rebbe? See the Mokum of the Mesuyim? Who didn't even see the other Mesuyim? Same thing over here. Now, do we pass on like this Yisoid, which again is Vein Negeah, which people had Nisim that happened to them, your grandfather lived through the Shoah, and you see him once 30 days, do you make a bracha upon him? So first, the words of the Amor is Loshen Yesh Oimim, and did not end off V'chein Iker, V'chein Alocha. Don't say, it says V'yesh Oimim. Levush, the Graz, or Choshulchim, Loshen Yesh Oimim. Why the Loshen Yesh Oimim? So the Kav Chaim over here brings down that the reason why it's Loshen Yesh Oimim, since it's not brought down by all the Rishonim, only we see that Abu Ram say it. Therefore, it's Belosh Yesh Oimim Magam. No one argues. No one argues. Therefore, we should pass like this. And therefore, there are those who clearly pass like it. Shir Knesset Gedolah, Shulchan Shloimo, and the Shai Tzim brings down the Dina. We take our Loch Lemaisa like this Abu Ram. Shulchan Torah. We pass like this. Atzad Hasheni, Maisa. The first Piskei Shuvos over here. It says, Loish Manu Blarinu. Minig Oilim is the Maisa. The Shai Tzim himself points out. This Avud of Ram is coming from the Kash in the Sugya. Why in the world did Yisur make a bracha for? It must be Yisur, the Rabbim. Said the Sharetzin, look in the Eshkol, gave a different teretz. Look in the Mashua, different teretz. The Yeshua, different teretz. The Miri, different teretz. Ritva, different teretz. The fact that Numa Shushan gave a different teretz sound like did not hold like the Avud of Ram. Agam, you can answer. No, maybe they still hold the Avud of Ram. They won't answer like the Avud of Ram because we've seen the puzzle, they saw Klal Yisrael. Who said he saw Reb Klal Yisrael? You can maybe argue the Metzias Shabbai. That's why they didn't want to answer like him. Ulai Yesh Lodin. But the Maisa comes out, this idea that Vudavam is a Losh Yesh Oimim, the Chur of the other Shem napping it down, and the Pesach Chuvah says that Moin Am does not do it. Maisa, I used to want Goldstein to, when the kids see you, to make a bracha, that's where I'm over here. They said, no. That no one does. He says, you just know, past couple of days, he says, I've been asking all these questions about Birch Shos Nisim. There seems to be that some Chabur in the mirror that's learning the Sugya right now, and he wants to know what's happening over here. But Maisa, and he says, people tell me that my kids should make a bracha. Maisa never heard such a thing. So, Maisa, the Pesach Shuvah said, Maisa, the minig is not to. The Sefer Shara Ayin, Maisa, he says, we don't see anything Gzor upon it. He said, maybe it's a story in India. Tell me, maybe they're Maisa. What's sorry for you? Maybe. Yishlo, Yishlo Ayin. But again, you have to realize the Mishmum itself is a mefakfik upon the whole entire Indian. He said, Medina, we take it on. He's mefakfik. He is mefakfik upon the whole entire Indian, and Numa Shem does not seem to go this way, and certainly he's not the Minig Olam. When people see their grandfather who went through the Shoah, we never heard anyone ever make a bracha. He went through the Guas, we never heard anyone to say to make a bracha. Lo Shemanu. Tzorachin, Ulech Sarnadir, Ulai. Tzorachin. Maybe make Belisha or Malchus. Sim Zayin, Sugi of Odom, Suyim. So come along to Magar Ram and says, Maisa also would not know you to do this halacha to clear Magar Ram. He has three different reasons why that's so. One, he wants Taina, it's a pella to pass this way, it's against all the Paiskim. Void, even wants to say it's Machlokes, Sabbach, Lahakal. And number three, we have to have someone like Yoyev, Yitzim, and Teva Kala Adam. We have to have someone special like Yoyev. The halacha gets involved with the first two times he's not too happy with, but the Sayyid Shabbai has to be someone who's Miyuchis. That is, I'll bring in Chloraya. The fact that Gemara said by the case of Daniel, he's a Mephorsim, he's an Ubechoshim, he was a Svisim, Bechel, Melchel, Bovel, yet it was not enough, only the Mekadashim Shemaim. So you see over here, that's be someone that's Mamish, Miyuchas, like Yoyuv. So therefore, comes out practically, we don't have such a thing. What's together? Mishmur says it has to be someone who's Roshay Vishiltoin. That means people trying to tell me Rechnitz, he's not a Shiltoin over here. No, Bibi Netanyahu, he wishes he was a Shiltoin. No. But these people, Mamish, are Pashim, we don't have a Matzias Bizmanazet. And therefore, this halacha, as Mishmua and Maravon point out, is not practical over here. You don't have an other Muslim as man as that. So, that's the case when you see Isha Shalit. We have the Mechabah, he paskins, that might be make two brachas. One is Dain Emes, and one the bracha of Zoichat Tzadikim. Zoichat Tzadikim, where Rashi, and the way the Mishmua explains, it means the fact that the Nase happened because of the schus of Avram Avinu. Remembering the idea, the miles of Avram. Now you could ask the same question. The Brisa says, 8 cases of Shos Nisim Mokum Azeh, and the 7 of them are the Bracha, and the case, one's a case of light. Why is this in the Brisa for? Why is it in the Mechaba for? So the Mechaba is very good, it's fine in the Brisa. But why is it in the Brisa for? So Bess in the Sharetzin, in Sukkot Chav Gimel, he seems to answer this question over here. He points out that the fact that she turned into salt, and over there is the Heker of the Nais. And therefore, we're making a bracha over here that a light got saved beside the schus of Avram. She's saying the whole idea of this bracha, zeicher, this bracha over here of the zeicher tzaddikim, is really giving shvach v'yadol Hashem on the Neis Shabbai. Just making a different type of bracha with a different nusach. But Be'etim, what is the bracha? The bracha is bracha on an ace, and it's being manifested itself through the idea of saying Zoychar Bris. But that's Be'etim, what the bracha is, a bracha on an ace. Bizman Azeh, we make a bracha on, we see Eishes Light. That means you go down to Yam Melech, they tell me there's a massive sign over there that says this is Eishes Light. And they tell me also that if you want, there are three different places, there are different signs over there. And the different tour guides have all these different cases where the Yam Melech, the Yard, and all these places are. So are we stepping upon these tour guides, upon what the signs over here say? So again, mentioning again to the other cases, the Shaya Ayin says, not stepping on tour guides, the gate of Panosa maybe, but not the gate to making a bracha. They get to the case of Eishes Light. So again, the Sefer Shaya Ayin, he has numerous writers and Makaris that what they're saying is Eishes Light is not the way. He wrote to Chaim Knievsky and asked him, do we make a bracha what the Torah guide said? This is Eishes Light. So he said, there's a Medrash. Zoychar Abris and the case of Dynamis. Zoychar Tzadikim and Dynamis. Two different brachas over here. So Reb Chaim says that there's a medrash that says over in Pirkei Avlozer that the shorim, the oxen, come out at night and lick the feet of the salt over here. So yes, do oxen come over here in the desert and lick the salt over here? So the person said, no, there's no oxen, the whole area has no oxen, no come lick the feet. So if so, it's not an Eishes Light. The medrash said that's what it is, and it doesn't happen. Therefore, it's not an Eishes Light. Therefore, again, this halacha of ches, we don't have practically bizman hazeh. The last Siftes is very practical in the Geir that since we only have Bizman Azeh, Nes of Yochanan, Nes of Rabbim, we don't know the Mokum of Nes of Rabbim is, we don't have the case of Light over here. So what defines a Nes of Yochid? That means, basically, Siftal onwards, the case of Nes of Yochid. What defines the case of a Yochid? So again, in the Gemara have three different cases. The case of the Ari, the case of being thirsty, the case of a Gomel. The Mechaba has a clear Machlokes from the Avodah Avraham. Is the case over here, Dafka, when it happens, a case of a Minig HaOlam? Not Minig HaOlam. That's the nice. Or even the case of Minig HaOlam. So first, what does the word Minig HaOlam mean? Negate to what? The way how the Maharam understands Minig HaOlam means negate to the Sakana. It's not normal to have a lion jump upon you. It's not normal to have a gomel, a wild gomel to attack you. The Shloi B'derech HaTeva is the Sakana Shivoi. The Sakana. Maisa B'Shvua says that's not the Pashas. The Pashas Shloi Derech HaTeva is that Solo Shivoi. The fact that the wall fell down. The fact that the well sprang up that wasn't there. That's Shloi Derech HaTeva. Not the Sakana. They get the signal of that Solo Shivoi. What Machlik is, and Bikin the Pais can go like the Magavram. Now, with this Magavram, again, with the Mishnah Berurah, Bikin the Pais can go with the Mishnah Berurah. With this Mishnah Berurah over here that says the idea is Mitzad that Solo Shivoi is a nace. And we have Machlik is B'derech HaTeva, not B'derech HaTeva. First, come along with the Magavram and says, if the Loch is Dafka in the situation to make a Bracha, which Shloi Minig HaOlam, why in the world do we make a Bracha by Chanukah and Purim? It's B'derech HaOlam. How do you go do that? She says, first negate the case of Chanukah, making a bracha on the Pach Shemin. That's not Derech HaOlam. Not Derech HaTeva. Yeah, it has happened. Can happen. Okay. I negate the Purim, he has two Tirotsim. Anyone to tie in the fact that the Melech wrote a Ksav to overturn what he wrote beforehand, that's Shloi B'Derech Minig HaOlam, HaTeva. The second thing is, the fact that he had such ahavas isha achas to go kill 80,000 of his people of his own nation over here, you might like your wife, but to kill 80,000 people because of how much you care for your wife, that's shloi b'derech HaTeva. We do a lot of things for our wife. We won't kill 80,000 people. Maybe 40,000, 20,000, about 80,000. Yeah, I said that's 80. Fine. We have to care for our wife. That much? There has to be a goal somewhere. That's the nace over here. Now, what is the getter of Minig HaOlam and not Minig HaOlam? So it's not clear. But try to give some of the basic shlom over here. If you want the Lichus Shlomo, Shlom Zalm, the Issim, what is the Gedek clear? It says it's not clear. Not clear. Not clear what the levels are. But what comes out from the Mishmur, it seems to be the different shlavim, different levels. There's one shlav when a Mishmur makes down a clear, then a rock fell on top of a person, you should die. In the case over there of a Golo, that has full packages, they ran over a person, I'll be terrible, you should die. Basically, when a camel comes and a reed comes, you go into a lion's den, my person should die. A person will say the reason why he survived when a car ran over him because he went at this angle and this thing happened and this is why, and the doctor saying exactly what happened over here. That means the reason why an axe goes to this person's head because it didn't go over there, went this angle and this amount, and we have all the technology to say everything. Says that Reuben, when an axe goes into your head, you're supposed to die. I think you can define exactly why he didn't die. That's, you're shocked by it, you're surprised by it. That's different together of nice. That means you hear all these stories of people. I have a neighbor of mine that said his kid fell out 4 flights. She got up and walked away. What happened? Because she didn't, as the doc says, she almost didn't fall on her back, so her head hit the ground. She fell on the side, absorbed the blow over there, fell on this angle, and therefore she walked away. But that's not the normal thing to happen. That's just, the doctor can define it. It's a shock. Something's supposed to happen. So you make a brach on that case over here. Twin Towers, or let's say in the building Miami, found something 14 days later. They'll say what happened, how that happened. But someone sees you, you survived, the building fell on top of you. That's a shock. Agam, you can define it, but so what? That's still upi, not minig olam. It's not supposed to happen that way. They didn't make a brach like Osa Nisim. That's one shlav. A second point says the Mishmur. You bring down a question that we're saying that the second sheet over here says a person should make a bracha even when it's minig olam. When the Machal passes, make a bracha b'li shem malchus. Because the two different sheets over here. The way the Mishmur wants to explain what that means in the Bialocha, the Yazakash, the Goyin says, and the Makarvam Yazakash, what do you mean? All cases are Teva. We should make a bracha. Right? The Goyin, everyone who gives birth, the lady should give a bracha. The child should give a bracha. They survived. It's Brach Nefesh. Make a bracha over here. Says the Mishmur, no, you need a case of a nace. It has to be a nace that happened over here. But two different ways of saying over a nace. There's a nace be'etzem where a car smashes into you. That's one case. You survived it. That's a chiddush. That's a shackle over here. There's another cases where ganovim come and someone pops up over there. By the shoa, they're lined up to get shot. The officer wants to shoot you. They get called away. The guy says, no, save your bullets for something else. That's not supposed to happen. But you weren't in the matzif. It's like the stage before Sakona, but the nice matzif happened. But you didn't get hit by it yet. It's more like the stage before, and you got called away from that. It's derech hatevel, that's a nice. That's how the Bialcha explains it. That is where the machlokes is, and then you make a bracha, lishem malchus.
The gun gets jammed.
Sorry?
The gun gets jammed.
Oh, we'll have to get it. We'll get that case. There seems to be a next level over here, the Mishmur says, that the person, what happens, that a rock did not hit him on the head, he should die. But Mamish, very close, would have been a couple inches over. I mean, I was once walking in the old city with a bunch of people Friday night. So first an Arab passed by and was touching everybody. So I touched myself. I see I had a cut. I had a blade over here. Sharp blade, and we got touched, got cut. Blood coming out. Guy two behind me. Got a little more than just that. He got a knife in his back. Pulled right out. Maisa is two inches over. Would have been caught nefesh. Maisa, he's fine. What is that? Says the Mishnah Berurah, call the first shita, terech hateva. Don't make a bracha. Well, the second shita, efsha, start clearing. What is that exactly? 2 inches over. Would have hit his, in any case, a rock would have hit his eye, caught nefesh. He is 1 inch away from his eye. What is that? That may be calling the second shita. But you should make a bracha. The Shem Malchus will come out l'loch l'maisel. That's the second shlav. You were in a case that should have hit you, should have got you, he tried to get you, you just got over one inch over. But should have hit you, but it didn't hit you. That is the first sheet to know, second sheet l'maisel, ulay make a bracha, make a bracha. And therefore, we'll pass him the Shem Malchus. So let's take example. They discuss the numerous shuvahs recently against Sugya Meron. And come on, all the shuvahs say the same thing, same maskon over here. They come out, really depends where you were. If you were in the pile, in a place you should not be able to breathe, or you're being trampled upon, you should not come out of the pile over there, and you should have been one of the guys, Kedoshim, and somehow you survived, make a bracha, Shosh Nisim. You say every story, people are shocked by it, shouldn't happen over there. They make a bracha, Shosh Nisim. There's another person, I met a person, he told me, he was on the steps. Where he was leaned over, he was just locked in the quiver, he was there for 10 minutes, locked in, didn't know anything was happening. His head was above everything. So what is that? That's, Maisa is Mokum Sakono? Yeah, but was it shocked? No, anyone in that area, that situation, sort of survived. So that a case is, either Derech HaTeva, or Karuv. No, so again, there's a certain case. Of course, the doctor said the guy in the bottom, the warehouse survived everything, will tell you why it happened for. But Al Piteva, anyone in the bottom of that pile.
There's a guy at the bottom who was tall.
Fine, his head went above everything.
His head was
fine, fine, the head's fine. Heads off. No, fine, that's Derech HaTeva. Then they say, Bli Shem HaMalchus. Person who went away, or no Shaykhus, then he doesn't make a bracha at all. In Kilos Meitaro, another person, there's a person in Meshua Baran, he's about 60, 70 years old, he told me that he was upstairs, he came down, he saw his friend on the floor, tries to help him out. So his friend on the floor was right by the doors of where the shul was. Kids in the doors open up, and there are two Arabs that are right over here, and he's over there, and he's facing them. They're looking at him, he's looking at them. They're both shocked. Fine, they pull out the gun, he looks at them, click. Nothing happens. He's like, oh, I better turn around and run. So he turns around, he has another click, he's running, third click, a fourth click, then he jumps over all the steps, lands on the ground, which when the tall guy jumped the steps 10 minutes later, he broke his leg. This guy is 60, 70 years old, he jumped, no problem. The challenge gave to him was, should he make a bracha? Sh'osh nisim. What is the gear to him? He had a gun in his face. What to go do? So the Maisa, I asked him, when you were running, what were you thinking? He says, I thought, Yeshua Gilchazman. I asked him, you say Shema? He's like, I was just running. But what is that? So the Maisa, the next day, Monday morning, he came, he's the one who said, Agoymel, slow, clear, crying with tears, fell show over there. But what about Sh'osh nisim? So Rav Rubin, he wrote a whole shul Torah about how do you look at a gun that's jammed? Well, I had no bullets. A gun 10 minutes later, there's a whole shootout. I mean, did I send out the video last night? I'm sorry. You see the shootout over there in the video? So, part of it in the beginning. You see the shootout, right? 10 minutes later, some guns are working. What is that? Is that B'derech HaTeva? Shalom B'derech HaTeva. See, Rav Rubin wants to tie in the fact that guns, especially Arab guns or guns that are brought to these places, lot of work. I mean, it's an awesome story. Are you shocked by it, guns jam? No. But also, the Chabur want to argue over here the fact that also even get shot by a gun who said you'll die from it. I mean, mice is close, very close. Farther away, certainly not. So therefore, a woman says, no, make a bracha. Why, that's before a case, Lishay Malchus. With a Shay Malchus, and not Nichol get a Derech HaTeva. Rav Zilberstein, Chatzuka Chemot, has a tshuva, numerous cases that happened in 1991, by the Gulf War, about numerous situations where bombs hit and didn't explode, or things fell, or people were there and weren't there. And he discusses all the lachas negate to Sh'os Nisim. Basically, he comes out negate to the cloud. Let's say a bomb hits a building and does not explode. Basically, the same question: what is that? Who are a bomb that hits a building? You go to Shiva Smir, you look up the fourth flight, you see there's an area over there where the bomb hit in '67, and nothing happened, it didn't explode. It hit. This area that's clearly marked off that you see dim color of the bricks over there. So he wants to tighten the fact that especially Arab bombs don't explode. Okay. Kacha. Half the bombs don't explode. They do damage. If an American bomb doesn't explode, that'll be a chiddush. I think an American bomb, we 100% make sure Oshin needs them. Police officer. That's not the amount of money they're putting into and what they're doing. No. The Arab bombs, the homemade bombs, half them explode by then. Well, in my son, they don't love that if they work. That look what you won't make a bracha. Said it was double machine, but let's say exploded and you survived it. Oh, that's a whole different story. They make a bracha Sh'os Nisim with Shem Malchus. But I think these are the basic dharm. Obviously, to be cases that are not clear. Again, Shlomo Zalman says it's not clear when the get exactly get of Teva and not the get of Teva is. Well, the Maisi, you have to end up with the Mishnah Berurah. He quotes first among Avram, when a nace happens to you, number one, a person do Tzarchi Rabbim, do something for the tzibur of the city. Someone at Taina, if you give a sitter to the Kaisel, is nichol to get a Tzarchi Rabbim, because everyone goes to the Kaisel over there. That means people want to say, what do you go do with the case of Zelot from the Rabbim? You give things something to the Kaisel over there. Void, every year, you should make a Suzai Dol, Shvach by Dol Kosh Baruch Hu. Say over the story, say exactly what happened, give Shvach Kosh Baruch Hu. The Kazmu in general, Gehat Kosh Atoy, is something that we should always live with constantly. We say Moitim every single day. And this is a sugi we should bring out the point, always saying Shvach by Dol, Kosh Baruch Hu. Shvach Rabbim.